بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ويرضاه. بإذن الله تعالى نستمر في درسنا في أصول الثلاثة، وقد وصلنا إلى الباب الأصول الثلاثة، إلى الباب الأصول الثلاثة، وقد أخذنا في آخر درس قول المصنف: اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته أن الحنيفية ملة إبراهيم، أن تعبد الله مخلصا له الدين، وبذلك أمر الله جميع الناس وخلقهم لها، إلى قوله واعبدوا الله في آخر، واعبدوا الله في قول الله عز وجل: واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا. وقفنا هناك. We are taking in our lesson in the three fundamental principles, and by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will start a new lesson today. We have arrived in the beginning of the chapter, Al-Usul al-Thalatha. The chapter entitled Al-Usul al-Thalatha, meaning the three principles, the three fundamental principles. And the last of what we have taken in the text, just in order for those who were absent or those who like to review with us in with the text, we have taken the section where the author, he said, rahimahullah, اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته أن الحنيفية ملة إبراهيم أن تعبد الله مخلصا له الدين وبذلك أمر الله جميع الناس وخلقهم لها. To the point we read all of this, to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. That's where we stopped, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the statement where the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of Allah, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. قَدْ وَقَفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقَوْلِ. قَدْ وَقَفْنَا هُنَا وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. وبإذن الله تعالى اليوم سنأخذ من قوله: فإذا قيل لك ما الأصول الثلاثة التي يجب على الإنسان معرفتها، فقل: معرفة العبد ربه ودينه ونبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We're starting at the section where the author, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Najdi rahimahullah, he said, if you are asked, what are the three fundamental principles which is incumbent upon all of mankind to know them, فَقُلْ مَعْرِفَةُ الْعَبْدِ رَبَّهُ, then say, for the slave to be aware of who his Lord is, وَدِينَهُ وَنَبِيَهُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, to know his deen, his religion, and his prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ مَنْ رَبُّكَ, if it is said to you, who is your Lord? فَقُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي رَبَّانِي وَرَبَّى جَمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ بِنِعَمِهِ, he said, then say, my Lord is Allah, the one who reared me, brought me into existence. He reared me and cultivated me and reared everything in existence with his virtue, with his favor. وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي, he is the one I deify. He is the one I worship. لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَاهُ, There is no one that's deified. Laysa li. I do not. Yani laysa is negation. Laysa li ma'budun siwa. There is not for me anyone else that's deified. There's not for me anyone else that's worshipped. والدليل قوله تعالى الحمد لله رب العالمين. And he said the proof is his statement, the Most High. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of everything in existence. ثم قال الشيخ, and then the author he mentioned, وكل من سوى الله عالم. وكل من سوى الله عالم. وَأَنَا وَاحِدٌ مِّن ذَٰلِكَ الْعَالَمِ And then the Shaykh, he mentioned, everything other than Allah, is عَالَم, meaning مَخْلُوق, meaning created. Everything that's in existence is created. Everything other than Allah is alam. And then he said, wa ana wahidun min dhalika al-alam, and I am one from this creation. I am one from this creation. بعدما اخذنا جزءا من هذا المتن نحب ان نقرا من الشرح قوله اي قول المصنف ما الأصول الثلاثة؟ يعني المصنف قال ما الأصول الثلاثة؟ المؤلف بعد أن تكلم على هذه الأصول الثلاثة بالإجمال شرع في التفصيل, والتفصيل بعد الإجمال فيه تشويق لمعرفة التفصيل. وإذا كان بلفظ السؤال, لأن قال هذا, يعني ذكر في هذا المتن في السؤال وجاب الجواب. وإذا كان باللفظ السؤال كان أشوق إلى السؤال يشد الذهن. وإذا كان باللفظ السؤال كان أشوق إلى السؤال يشد الذهن, وهو أدعى إلى فهم ما يقال وضبطه, وأدعى إلى فهم ما يقال وضبطه. وهي سنة النبوية, يعني سنة النبوة. دلائلها كثيرة. نعم, فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما كان يدعو الناس إلى الإسلام وكان أحيانا يسألهم أسئلة, كان يسأل الصحابة أسئلة, مثل قوله لمعاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال أتدري ما حق الله على العباد؟ هذا السؤال سأله, قال أتدري ما حق الله على العباد وما حق العباد على الله. وكذلك بارك الله فيكم, مثل قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم للجارية قالت أين الله, قالت في السماء, وأشار بإصبعها إلى السماء. وكذلك سؤال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أي الإسلام أفضل, أي الإسلام أفضل, هذا سؤال. فهذا الأسلوب من المؤلف من أساليب النبوية, هي سنة النبوة, يعني وهذه أساليب نجد كثير من العلماء قديم وحديثا استعملوا الأسئلة والأجوبة عند التعليم. The author, he mentioned, ما الأصول الثلاثة؟ What is أصول الثلاثة؟ ما الأصول الثلاثة؟ What is the three fundamental principles? The author, after he spoke about these three fundamental principles, meaning that which we have taken in the prior lessons, he spoke with regards to it in general. And he began to start in detail. With this section, he begins in detail. And as we know, speaking in detail after speaking in generality, it causes interest regarding that which will be spoken about in detail. If you speak in general and then you speak specifics, this grasps the attention of the one you're speaking to. And also, when one speaks in question form, this causes the individual who's listening to desire that which will be spoken about, and also it strengthens the mindset of the one that is being spoken to, because it causes him to think, what is the answer? This also motivates him to understand that which will be said to him in the details regarding or pertaining to it. And as we know, this is the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to ask questions and to answer them, to ask questions to the Sahaba and to answer them. As we know, the Shaykh, he said, فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ بِمَعْنَى إِذَا سَأَلَكَ أَحَدٌ إِذَا قَالَ لَكَ أَحَدٌ. The Shaykh, he said, if it is said to you, meaning if you are asked, meaning if someone asks you, مَا الْأُصُولُ الثَّلَاثَةُ مَا الْأُصُولُ الثَّلَاثَةُ الَّتِي يَجِبُ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ مَعْرِفَتُهَا. What is the three fundamental principles that it is incumbent upon mankind to know? If someone was to ask you this, the Shaykh, he wants it to become clear to you. That's why he mentioned it in question form. And this reminds us of the hadith, this Usul al-Thalatha, even the title of the book, the three fundamental principles. This reminds us of the hadith that every individual will be questioned in the grave. The hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu. And a long hadith that came in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. A long hadith that came in Bukhari and Muslim. So this hadith, or this book, this authorship, is based on the hadith al-Tawil. هذا الكتاب مؤلفه أراد بهذا الأسلوب من أجل التعليم وكذلك أسلوب في هذا الكتاب مأخوذ وحتى عنوانه مأخوذ من حديث الطويل الذي جاء عن البراء بن عازب جاء عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه حديث طويل. وفي الحديث ذاك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يبين أن الناس في القبر يمتحنون الناس في القبر يمتحنون. This hadith, this book is all based on a very famous hadith, inshallah. In this lesson we will mention some of it. It's based on the three questions that individuals will be asked in their grave. Three questions that an individual will be asked in the grave, based on a hadith that came in Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Bara', on the authority of Al-Bara' ibn Azib radiallahu anhu. The section that the Shaykh he used, يعني جزء من الحديث الذي الشيخ يشير إليه في هذا الكتاب فعن الملائكة التي ستأتي إلى الناس في قبورهم فيأتيه أي يأتي الشخص يأتي المؤمن يأتي إلى المؤمن ملائكة فيأتيه الملكان فيجلسانه فيقولان له من ربك فيقول ربي الله فيقولان له ما دينك فيقول ديني الإسلام فيقولان له ما هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم فيقول هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقولان له وما علمك أي ما دريك ما هو الذي أدراك فهو المؤمن فيقول قرأت كتاب الله فآمنت به وصدقت. نعم هذا جواب المؤمن وهذا الجواب الذي نحن جميعا نريد أن نجيب به. نريد أن نأتي بهذا الجواب عندما نحن في قبورنا. This whole book is based on the fundamentals or the three fundamental questions that every individual will be asked in the grave. These three fundamental questions is based on the hadith, as I mentioned, the hadith of Bara' ibn Azib, where there will be two angels that will come to an individual. They'll come to an individual. Two angels will come to them. And he will sit close to him. And they, two of them, they will say to him, they will say to the believer, "Man Rabbuk," who is your Lord? He will say, "Rabbi Allah." He said, "My Lord is Allah." And they will ask him after that, "Ma dinuk?" What is your religion? What is your way of life? What is that which you held to? He would say, "Dini al-Islam." My religion is Islam. فَيُقُولَانِ لَهُ. They would ask him after that, "Ma hadha ar-rajul?" Who is this man that came, يعني الذي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ? Who is this man that was brought forward, who is sent to you? And the believer, he would say that he is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he would ask him, "How did you come to know this?" This believer, he would say, "I read the book of Allah, and I believed in it, and I held it to be true." This is the answer that all of us as Muslims, we want to have. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the two angels to us and question us in our graves, this is the answer we want to have. وَهَذَا يُبَيِّن لَنَا أَهَمِّيَةَ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ لِأَنَّنَا إِذَا لَمْ نَتَعَلَّمْ أُصُولَ دِينِنَا لَا نَسْتَطِيعُ نُجِيبُ بِجَوَابٍ صَحِيحٍ لَا نَسْتَطِيعُ نُجِيبُ بِجَوَابٍ صَحِيحٍ عِندَمَا نُسْأَلْ مَنْ رَبُّنَا مَا دِينُنَا مَنْ نَبِيُّنَا لَا نَسْتَطِيعُ نُجِيبُ إِنْ لَمْ نَعْلَمْ أُصُولَ الدِّينِ وَلَا نُطَبِّقْ هَذَا الدِّينِ. This shows us the importance of learning this book. This book is very fundamental. From the basis of our deen. That's why it's called usul. Min asl. Asl al-shay asasuhu. Asl al-shay asasuhu. Wa kullu shay yubna alayhi. Kullu shay yubna alayhi. Asl al-shay asasuhu. Lianna al-deen mabniyun ala la ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا الله ومحمد رسول الله إن لم نعرف ما معنى لا إله إلا الله وما ندري كذلك من هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف نطبق الدين. The foundation, the basis of this religion is based on لا إله إلا الله. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone without having any partners. And that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the last and final messenger. He is the one that is to be followed exclusively. If we cannot answer these questions, how can we practice the deen? How can we practice Islam if we don't know about the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the importance of following the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi kulli kabira wa sabira, in every big matter, major matter, every minor matter. We follow the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how can we be those who actually implement Islam in our lives if we have not studied the usul? In usul, it means the fundamentals, meaning the basis. And the basis of a thing, or the fundamentals of a thing, is the basis of a thing. Everything else regarding Islam is built upon the tawheed of Allah. Everything else in Islam is built upon following the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything is built on this. It's built upon shahadat an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad rasulullah. This is what Islam is built upon, as we all know. So we must study this and understand this. Hakana nata'allam ad-din. Wa bihadha al-qawl al-asl. Ma huwa al-asl? Qala al-shaykh, al-aslu huwa ma yubna alayhi. نحن نريد أن نسجل هذه الفوائد. الأصل هو ما يبنى عليه كأساس البيت ونحوه. كأساس البيت ونحوه. The Sheikh, he mentioned that al-asl, what does al-asl mean? The word asl. Alif, sad, lam, asl. Asl, what does it mean? It means هو ما يبنى عليه. بمعنى هو ما يبنى عليه غيره. كفروع الشجرة مثلا. كأساس البيت وغير ذلك. This word asl, what does it mean? It means what other things are built upon. As an example, the asl of a house is the foundation. The asl of the house is the foundation. Or the asl of the branches is the roots to the tree. So the asl is the basis, the foundation of a thing. The basis, the foundation of a thing. وَقَوْلُهُ لَنَا وَالثَّلَاثَ قَدْ أَخَذْنَا مَا مَعْنَى الثَّلَاثَ يعني الثلاثة أسئلة. ثلاثة أسئلة التي نسأل عنها. The word three in this means the three questions that everyone will be asked in their grave, as we've taken a few minutes ago. قَوْلُهُ فَقُلْ مَعْرِفَةُ الْعَبْدِ رَبَّهُ وَدِينَهُ وَنَبِيُّهُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لأنه قال فإذا قيل لك ما الأصول الثلاثة التي يجب على الإنسان معرفتها فيقول فقل هذا فعل أمر فقل معرفة العبد ربه ودينه ونبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Sheikh, he mentioned, if you are asked what are the three fundamental principles that is incumbent upon everyone to know, he said, then say, فقل. Mean automatically you should be upon yaqeen regarding this. He said, فقل, then say, to the slave to know his Lord, and to know his religion, and to know his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. المقصود من معرفة الأصول الثلاثة ما هو المقصود من معرفة الأصول الثلاثة سعادة المرء في الدنيا والآخرة. هل هو يعني المقصود ها هو المقصود المقصود من معرفة الأصول الثلاثة سعادة المرء في الدنيا والآخرة. سعادة المرء في الدنيا لأنه يعبد ربه على اليقين, وسعادة في الآخرة لأنه سينجى سيكون من الناجين, يكون من المفلحين بإذن الله تعالى. The Sheikh, he mentioned, what is the intention with regards to knowing these three fundamental principles? And he mentioned success for the person in this dunya, in the dunya and the akhirah. Success for the person, regardless if it is a man or a woman, and he sa'adatul mar' sawa'in min al-dhukur aw al-inath fi al-dunya wa al-akhirah. هذا هو المقصود في تعليم ثلاث الأصول أو الأصول الثلاثة. This is the intention of learning the three fundamental principles, that an individual, he has success in this life and the next. And how will this one have success in this life? By implementing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed upon him. Worshipping Allah upon certainty. Al yaqeen. Worshipping his Lord upon certainty. Not in shak, not in doubt. الذي لم يتعلم توحيد لم يتعلم التوحيد أو الذي يرى أن تعلم التوحيد يعني قال خلاص, بعضهم يقولون خلاص تعلمنا التوحيد ليس بواجب علينا, لا, لا بد من مراجعة, وربما تستفيد. هذا من يعني من كيد الشيطان أن يجعل المسلم يقول أنا تعلمت التوحيد, لماذا نقول توحيد توحيد توحيد؟ هذا خطأ. فكل المسلمين كلنا علينا أن نراجع أنفسنا ونراجع توحيد الله عز وجل ونراجع سبب وجودنا. فلا يصلح يعني تغافل عن هذه المسألة، ولا يصلح أن العبد لا يراجع التوحيد ولا يتعلم ويقول خلاص نريد نتعلم عن أشياء أخرى. هذا من كيد الشيطان يأتي في أذهان بعض الناس بالشبهات، يقال خلاص خلاص لماذا توحيد توحيد توحيد. فهذا أهم شيء في حياتنا، عندما ننزل في أقبال في قبورنا فنسأل عن هذه ثلاث أسئلة. والذي مقلد ولم يتعلم جوابه لا يكون على اليقين. Some individuals, they believe that learning Tawheed is not important. They say, why do we always study Tawheed, Tawheed? Why are we always talking about Tawheed? Why does the people of the Sunnah always talk about Tawheed? This is the most important thing for us to learn. And not just that, it's important for us to review. Some of us have studied or read or understand from when we are young. But it does not mean that we should not review these issues. These issues are important. This is the main reason. The Tawheed of Allah is the main reason why we have been created. We should never get tired of hearing about Tawheed. Rather, we all wish that this is the last statement we say on our tongue prior to our death. من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. من مات وهو يعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. كيف نقول يعني نحن خلاص تعبنا من كلام في التوحيد؟ وهذه كلمة، الشخص يدخل الإسلام بهذه الكلمة، وكذلك هذا الشخص يخرج من هذه الدنيا بهذه الكلمة المهمة. How can we say we're tired of hearing about Tawheed? And an individual enters into Islam with the statement of La ilaha illallah, the statement of Tawheed. And also, when he passes away, prior to his death, he tries to make sure this is the last statement that he says. Based on the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, whoever his last statement is La ilaha illallah, he enters into paradise. He automatically enters into paradise. Whoever passes away, whoever becomes deceased, and they know that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah, then he enters into paradise. As the Prophet ﷺ said, in the hadith, عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه. So we can't be tired of Tawheed, Tawheed. وكذلك المنافق أو الذي يقلد لا يدري كيف يجيب، والذي يقلد الناس لا يعرف كيف يجيب يوم القيامة. The individual who's not studied or sought understanding or reviewed these issues of Tawheed, and they're just blindly following whatever people say, he may not be able to clearly answer when he's in the grave. What is Tawheed? He might not be able to answer who is his Lord. Na'am, who is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is his deen? He may not be able to answer properly. كما جاء في الحديث, as what came in the hadith, سنأخذ بإذن الله تعالى, أن فيأتي ملكان في يجالي سامه, that there will come two angels, they will sit with this individual, they will sit with this individual who's a non-Muslim, they will sit close to this individual, فيقولان له من ربك. He would say to him, who is your Lord? And الكافر سيقولان له أو الذي يعني من المنافقين سيسألاني. The one who is a hypocrite or the one who is a disbeliever, he would ask him, who is your Lord? He would ask him. The two of them, they would ask him, من ربك. فيقول ها ها. You say ها ها. It's like saying I don't know. ها ها لا أدري. You say ها ها لا أدري. فيقولان له ما دينك. And we ask him, what is your religion? فيقول ها ها. He would say, I don't know. ها ها لا أدري. He would not be able to answer. يقولان له ما هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم. We ask him, who is this man that came? Who is this man that came, that was sent to you? Meaning the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فيقول هذا الكافر ها ها لا أدري ها ها لا أدري. فينادي منادي من السماء أن كذب ففرشوا له من النار. يفرشون له من النار بعد ذلك لأنهم لا يستطيع أن يجيب لا يستطيع أن يجيب. This individual who couldn't answer, who is his Lord, he couldn't answer what is his deen, he couldn't answer. Also, who is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This individual, he will be, they will, the hellfire will be prepared for him and he will be thrown in it. Because the message was made clear to him. Islam was brought to him. And he didn't understand what he didn't practice what he learned. He didn't practice what he's supposed to. Na'am. كما قال الله عز وجل ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوليه ما تولى ونسله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, whoever opposes the messenger after guidance has been made clear to him and he chooses to follow other than that which way of the believers. He chooses to follow other than the way of the believers. نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. We leave him that which he's chosen. And his abode will be in the hellfire. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ لَنَا وَلَكُمَ التَّوْفِيقُ وَالسَّدَادِ. We ask Allah to protect us from falling to this. So the maqsood, المقصود من معرفة الأصول الثلاثة سعادة المرء في الدنيا والآخرة. This is the intention of studying ثلاثة أصول, studying the three fundamental principles, is to seek for the person who's studying this to seek success and to obtain it in this life and the next. قال الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. الشيخ يذكر قال الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله إن في الدنيا جنة من لم يدخلها لم يدخل جنة الآخرة. قال إن في الدنيا جنة إن في الدنيا جنة من لم يدخلها لن يدخل جنة الآخرة. شيخ الإسلام he mentioned, verily in the dunya, in this worldly life, is a paradise. Whoever does not enter it, he will never enter the paradise of the next life. He said, verily in this dunya, in this worldly life, is a paradise. There is a paradise. Whoever does not enter into it, he will not enter into the paradise of the next life. هذا في مدارج السالكين. وقال وهذه الجنة هي عبادة الله وحده. The Shaykh mentioned this Jannah, this paradise. What is this paradise in this life? This paradise in this life is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without him having any partners. الجنة في هذه الدنيا هي عبادة الله وحده. وطاعته وترك معصيته وترك معصيته. جنة في هذه الدنيا هي عبادة الله وحده وطاعته وترك معصيته. Paradise in this life is the worship of Allah alone without ascribing any partners to him and obeying Allah, being in obedience to Allah. And also leaving off that which Allah has made prohibited. هذه جنة الله في الدنيا. This is the paradise of Allah in this dunya. Worshipping Allah alone, not ascribing partners with Him, obeying Him in all that which He's commanded and staying away from all that which He has prohibited. وَسَيَأْتِي الْكَلَامُ عَلَى كُلِّ أَصْلٍ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُصُولِ الثَّلَاثَةِ Inshallah. There's going to come speech by the permission of Allah regarding every أصل من الأصول من الأصول الثلاثة Inshallah. For every principle, there's a section. فَإِنْ قِيلَ لِمَذَا اعْتَنَى الْمُصَنِّفُ بِهَذِهِ الْأُصُولِ الثَّلَاثَةِ If it is asked, what is the purpose? Why did the Sheikh, yani the author of this treatise, take importance with these three fundamental principles? قُلْنَا لِأَنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَا يَتِمُّ إِيمَانُهُ إِلَّا بِمَعْرِفَتِهَا وَالْعَمْلَ بِهَا The Sheikh, he mentioned, we say, Sheikh Muhammad Ba'al Jamali mentioned in his explanation, he says, لِأَنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَا يَتِمُّ إِيمَانُهُ إِلَّا بِمَعْرِفَتِهَا He mentioned because the slave, he would not complete his faith, he would not complete his iman, except by way of being aware of these three fundamental principles and acting upon it. وَلِأَنَّهَا أَلَّتِي يُسْأَلُ عَنْهَا الْعَبْدُ فِي قَبْرِهِ He said, and also because these are the questions that the slave servant, meaning the one who is the slave servant, the abd, he will be questioned regarding this in the qabr. والدليل لذلك كما ذكرنا حديث البراء حديث البراء ابن عازب رضي الله عنه. The proof of that is the hadith of البراء ابن عازب رضي الله عنه, where we mention that the angels will come to him and will question him. فإن أجاب فاز وأفلح وإلا خاب وخسر. يعني الذي في القبر أن كلنا نسأل عنها هذه الأسئلة الثلاثة العباد كلهم يسألون عنها في قبره فإن أجاب فاز وأفلح وإلا خاب وخسر Every individual will be questioned with regards to these three questions in the grave. If he answers it correctly, he will be from the successful. He'll be from the happy, the successful. He'll be from the happy and the successful. And if he does not answer it properly, then he's doomed. He's at loss and he's doomed. نسأل الله عز وجل الثبات. May Allah make us firm. نسأل الله الثبات. نعم. الله عز وجل يقول في كتاب الكريم يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he says, Allah makes And يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah makes firm those who believe. فَلِذَلِكَ الَّذِي مُؤْمِن الَّذِي هُوَ مُؤْمِن بِمَعْنَى الْإِيمَانِ الصَّحِيحِ فَهُوَ يَكُنْ عَلَى الثَّبَاتِ عندما يُسْأَلْ عن هذه الأسئلة. لأن الله عز وجل يقول يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ ما هذا القول الثابت؟ كلمة لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah says يثبت الله الذين آمنوا Allah makes firm those who believe بالقول الثابت with the firm statement what is the قول الثابت قول الثابت is كلمة التوحيد كلمة التوحيد the statement of توحيد of Allah The statement of La ilaha illallah, anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. He makes him firm with this statement. As Allah says, fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. In this life, in this worldly life, and in the next. In the beginning of the next is once we enter into our graves. after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call us back and we enter into our graves, أول منازل الآخرة عندما ندخل القبر. The first position, the first or the beginning of the next life starts when we enter into the graves. But if we have proper understanding regarding كلمة لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله بإذن الله تعالى نكون من الثابتين لأن الله عز وجل يثبتنا لا سيما ونحن مؤمنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He keeps firm those who believe. Because as authentic hadith comes, it mentions that the first or the beginning of the next life is once we enter into the graves. And the one that's able to answer correctly, once he enters the grave, then he will be bi'idhnillahi ta'ala from the successful. Na'am. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes them firm with this statement of La ilaha illallah. In this dunya and the akhirah. In this dunya and the akhirah. قوله قال الشيخ معرفة العبد ربه. Meaning, with regards to the statement, فقل معرفة العبد ربه إذا قيل لك ما الأصول الثلاثة التي يجب على الإنسان معرفتها. If you were asked, what are the three fundamental principles that is incumbent upon mankind to know them? He says, فَقُلْ مَعْرِفَةُ الْعَبْدِ رَبَّهُ. For the slave to know his Lord. مَعْرِفَةُ الْعَبْدِ رَبَّهُ. قَالَ الشَّيْخ مُحَمَّدْ بَا جَمَّال حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ أَيْ إِلَاهَهُ. مَعْرِفَةُ الْعَبْدِ رَبَّهُ أَيْ إِلَاهَهُ. لِكَيْ يَعْبُدُهُ وَحْدَهُ. والعلماء يقولون الرب والإله اسمان إذا اجتمعا افترقا وإذا افترقا اجتمعا كالإسلام والإيمان والفقير والمسكين ونحوهما. نرجع أن هذا مفهوم. الشيخ يعني أول واجب علينا أن نعرف من ربنا. من ربنا؟ قال معرفة العبد ربه. ما معنى رب هنا؟ قال إلهه، أي معرفة العبد إلهه. لكي يعبده وحده لا شريك له. لابد أن نعلم، أن نعرف من ربنا، من ربنا. وهو يقول الرب هنا بمعنى الإله. إله. لكي نعبده وحده. والعلماء العلماء يقولون الرب والإله اسمان إذا اجتمعا افترقا. معنى إذا اجتمعا في نص افترقا. إذا اجتمعا افترقا وإذا افترقا اجتمعا. بمعنى إذا رأينا كلمة الرب لحالها بمعنى الإله. بمعنى الرب والإله. إذا رأينا الرب والإله في نص واحد فلهذه الكلمة الرب معنى ولكلمة إله معنى آخر بمعنى معنى غير معنى الرب. ونفس الشيء بالإسلام والإيمان إذا اجتمع افترقا. إذا اجتمع افترقا وإذا افترق اجتمعا. إذا رأينا لفظ الإسلام لحالها وحدها فكلمة الإسلام بمعنى الإيمان. وإذا رأينا الكلمة الإسلام والإيمان في نص واحد فلكلمة الإسلام معنى ولكلمة الإيمان معنى آخر غير معنى الإسلام. وكذلك نفس الشيء بكلمة الفقير والمسكين. إذا رأينا الكلمة الفقير والمسكين في نفس النص في نفس النص في المعنى الفقير والمسكين يختلفان. المعنى يختلفان. المعنى لكليهما يختلفان. ولكن إذا رأينا في نفس إذا رأينا يعني الكلمة فقير لحالها بدون ذكر كلمة مسكين، فكلمة فقير بمعنى المسكين، أو رأينا كلمة مسكين لحالها بدون كلمة الفقير، فكلمة مسكين بمعنى الفقير. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. The Sheikh he mentioned معرفة العبد ربه. He says, for the slave, this is the first thing that is incumbent upon the slave to know. For the slave to know his Lord. Meaning to know his Lord, meaning to know the one he worships. The one he deifies. In order for him to worship him alone. And the scholars, they mentioned the word al-Rabb and the word al-Ilah. These are two nouns. They're two nouns. If you find these two words, al-Rabb wal-Ilah, in one text, then they mean two separate things. But if you find the word Rabb and the word al-Ilah in separate text, like you find the word Rabb in a text, but you don't find in that same text the word Ilah, then that means it means Ilah. As an example, we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We say, all praise is due to Allah, Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen, here, Rabb means Ilah. Rabb here, Lord of everything in existence. It means here, the word Rabb in this statement is Surah Al-Fatiha, it means Ilah. Ilah. It means Ilah also. Lord meaning the one who is to be deified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that's to be deified. He is the Lord of everything in existence. And similar to word, the word Islam and Iman. If we find Islam and Iman in the same text, like the Hadith Jibreel, when Jibreel asked the Prophet, Mal Islam? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, Islam, أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. And then he asked him, Mal Iman? He mentioned Iman. What the meaning of Iman is. This shows that there's a difference in the meaning of Islam and Iman in this text. There's a difference in the meaning of Iman and Islam in this text. However, if we find a text where it mentions Islam or it mentions Iman, as an example, يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ in the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'min, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Allah says, verily successful are the believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ meaning قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. In this text, الْمُؤْمِنُونَ it means الْمُسْلِمُونَ. So this is a good benefit that the Shaykh Muhammad Ba'd Jamal Hafidhullah he mentioned, and we wanted to make this clear. So whenever you find text where one is mentioned without the other, that means this, it means the same. But if you find in one text the two words, Rabb and Ilah, then it means two separate things. قول طيب فقال الشيخ حفظه الله ذكر قول المؤلف رحمه الله فإذا قيل لك من ربك إلى آخر هذا شروع في تفصيل الأصول الثلاثة التي تقدمت مجملة. He said, فإذا قيل لك من ربك هذا شروع في تفصيل الأصول الثلاثة التي تقدمت مجملة. The Sheikh he mentioned, if it is said to you, mentioned the section of the text, if it is mentioned to you or you are asked, who is your Lord, to the end of the text, the Sheikh he's taking this opportunity to go into detail regarding the three fundamental principles in which was presented in the prior text in generality. قوله من ربك أي من خالقك. This is important. من ربك ما معنى من ربك؟ Who is your Lord? أي من خالقك ومن رازقك. من خالقك ورازقك ومعبودك. If you're asked من ربك, meaning, من خالقك, ورازقك ومعبودك الذي ليس لك معبود سواه. من ربك؟ ما معنى من ربك؟ من خالقك ورازقك ومعبودك الذي ليس لك معبود سواه. The statement, who is your Lord? What does this mean? Somebody says, who is your Lord? This means, who is your creator, your provider, and the one you deify? The one you worship, in which there is no one similar to him in your deification. There is no one you deify similar to him. Who is he? فإن قيل يقول البعض نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. فالشيخ الآن يأتي بفائدة أخرى. الشيخ محمد بن جمال حفظه الله يقول فإن قيل يقول بعض المتصوفة أنتم تفرقون بين توحيد الألوهية والربوبية والملكان عندما يسألان العبد في قبره يقولان من ربك لا يقولان من إلهك فدل هذا على عدم التفريق والمقصود هو توحيد الربوبية. يعني الآن يأتي بكلام من المتصوفة يعني وسيرد عليهم إذا قيل يعني لأن بعض المتصوفة هم على هذا القول. بعض المتصوفة يقولون أنتم تفرقون بين توحيد الألوهية وبين توحيد الربوبية. وحقا نفرق بين التوحيد الربوبية توحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الربوبية. نعم لأن توحيد الله عز وجل لأن توحيد الله عز وجل ثلاث أقسام: توحيد الربوبية وتوحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات. The Sheikh, he mentioned one of the doubts that the people of Tasawwuf may come with. The Sufis, some individuals, they may come with a shubha, with a doubt. He said, if it is said to you from some of the people of Tasawwuf, you will differentiate between the Tawheed of Uluhiyya, meaning the Tawheed of deification, the Tawheed of worship of Allah, and the Tawheed of the Lordship of Allah. He said, and the two angels, وَالْمَلَكَانِ عِنْدَمَا يَسْأَلَانِ الْعَبْدِ فِي قَبْرِهِ يَقُولَانِ مَنْ رَبُّكُ. He said, when the two angels, they come to you in the grave, they will ask you, who is your Lord? لَا يَقُولَانِ مَنْ إِلَهُكَ. They will not say, who is your ilah? Who is your, yani, your deity that you worship? فَدَلَّ هَذَا عَلَى عَدْمِ التَّفْرِيقِ. He said, this is a proof that there's no difference. وَالْمَقْصُورُ هُوَ تَوْحِيدُ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. He said, in the intention with regards to this question, is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? طيب والجواب كيف نجيب عن هذا السؤال عن هذه الشبهة. How do we answer this question? How do we refute this doubt? أن المقصود بمن ربك. You answer by telling the intention, what is intended by this question, مَنْ رَبُّكُ, who is your Lord? أي مَنْ إِلَهُكُ وَمَعْبُودُكُ, who is your deity? Meaning, who do you worship? إِذْ لَوْ كَانَ الْمَقْصُودُ مَنْ خَالِقُكُ وَرَازِقُكُ لَأَجَابَ عَلَى هَذَا أَهْلِ الشِّرْكِ. He said, if you were asked, who is your Lord? Meaning, who is the one that you worship? Who is the one that you deify? Who is the one that you intend to worship and you single out and worship and there is none other similar to him? He said, إِذْ لَوْ كَانَ الْمَقْصُودُ مَنْ خَالِقُكُ وَرَازِقُكُ. He said, if it was intended, if it was intended, meaning a big if, it was intended, who is your creator and who is your razik? Because this is how they define La ilaha illallah. There are many that define La ilaha illallah to mean there is no creator but Allah. كثير من الناس يعني من الجهال سامحهم الله نسأل الله يهديهم يفهمون لا إله إلا الله بمعنى لا خالق إلا الله. هذا خطأ ليس بصحيح. There are many that have misunderstanding of توحيد, of the statement of the meaning of لا إله إلا الله. They don't understand what is لا إله إلا الله. They understand لا إله إلا الله to mean there is no creator but Allah. And this is incorrect. This isn't correct. This is the proper understanding. La ilaha illallah does not mean who is your creator. La ilaha illallah, it means who is the one. La ilaha illallah means la ilaha la ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. يعني أسئلة بعد الدرس من فضلكم إن شاء الله ونجيب عنها في الدرس السابق في الدرس القادم إن شاء الله. Questions إن شاء الله come in the next, we will answer them إن شاء الله in the next lesson إن شاء الله. لا إله إلا الله ليس بمعنى لا خالق إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله means لا معبود بحق إلا الله. لا معبود بحق إلا الله. طيب. لا إله إلا الله does not mean there is no creator but Allah. لا إله إلا الله means there is no deity worthy of worship. There is no one should be worshipped in truth except Allah, alone without having any partners. والقول, this statement, من إلهك, يعني من ربك, بمعنى من إلهك. ومعبودك, who is your Lord, means who is the one you worship, who do you single out and worship, who do you worship, huh? Who is the one that you single out and worship for? إذ لو كان المقصود من خالقك ورازقك, if the statement of who is your Lord intended, who is the one who created you, who provides for you, لأجاب عن هذا أهل الشرك, يعني من النصارى, من اليهود والنصارى وغيرهم ربما. He said that if it was mentioned, if the statement من ربك meant who created you and who provides for you, he said then the people of shirk would have been able to answer it, meaning the people of shirk from the Christians and the Jews rather than them who had this belief. والشيخ قال وقد تقدم أن قلنا أن الرب والإله إذا افترقا اجتمعا. والتوحيد الألوهية يتضمن توحيد الربوبية. And the Shaykh, he mentioned that we have just spoke about the issue of the word الرب. The word الرب, if it is, the term is single by itself, meaning the word الرب is by itself, then it means also إله, الإله. Like someone says, من ربك بمعنى من إلهك. من ربك بمعنى من إلهك. The Shaykh, he mentioned, we have taken the section, if the word رب is single by itself, then it means إله. And he said, that based on this, the word رب means إله. Meaning, if someone says, who is your Lord? Meaning, who is the one that you deify? Who is the one that you worship? وتوحيد الألوهية يتضمن توحيد الربوبية. And توحيد, the توحيد of الألوهية, it's conditional to believe. If you believe in توحيد الألوهية, it consists with its entailed in it, توحيد الربوبية. You cannot have one without the other. You cannot have توحيد الألوهية without توحيد الربوبية. نعم. والشيخ يقصد من هذا أن الذي يعني يؤمن بأن الله عز وجل هو الذي يستحق العبادة وحده وبلا شك هو يؤمن بأن الله عز وجل خلقه ورزقه. That the one believes that Allah alone should be worshipped, without ascribing any partners with him, no doubt, then he believes that Allah, this same the same one that is deified and worshipped, is the one who created him and provides for him everything he has. And Allah Azza wa Jalla يقول يا أيها الناس. Allah says, O mankind, يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم. O mankind, worship your Lord. الذي خلقكم, the one who created you. والذين من قبلكم, and those who come before you. لعلكم تتقون, perhaps you will be from the conscious. نسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق والسداد عفوا على الإطالة. We ask Allah to make us firm, excuse the length. We normally like the class to go 40 minutes. We يعني نحب هذا الدرس يكون أكثر شيء 40 دقيقة. لكن عفوا على الإطالة, excuse the lengthiness of it. الحمد لله رب العالمين.